The question was, you've done a lot of reshaping to this roster over the, you know, the last little while here with the Foligno, Bobrovsky, Murray draft, and obviously this trade. What type of team do you see this being right now, and how much has gone into reshaping this? Would you say just describe the overall effort in reshaping this?
Well, it's something we've worked very hard at. I think we believe the strength of our team is defense with Johnson and Wisniewski and Nikitin and Tootin and O'Coin, and then the young defensemen that are here, Ryan Murray, John Moore, David Savard, and now Tim Erickson. So we think that's a very good blue line. We think up front we're going to be fast and competitive. We've added some size down the middle. Both Brandon Dubinsky and Artem Anisimov can play center, although we're not committed to using them there. We'll see how that plays out in training camp. So we think we have a more balanced, more versatile group up front, and we'll have to get some goals from some people. We think we have six or seven people that can get 15 to 25 goals.
Dan, did you have a follow-up?
Yeah, Scott, I thought somebody else was going to ask a question. The 15 to 20 goals between six and seven people, I imagine that's you're looking to make up for the difference there with Rick. I mean, do you look at Anisimov and Dubinsky as 20-goal guys?
I think they're capable of 20. Dubinsky's gotten 20 twice in the league. He had a down year last year. Artem Anisimov has, I think, scored 16 and 18 over the last 2 years. So we think that he has some more upside to give. So could they potentially get 20? Yes, but I think they're good for 15 to 20.
Anyone else have a question?
Yeah, Scott, Jim Matheson in Edmonton.
Hi, Jim.
All right. You mentioned you've got a lot of defensemen. Would you consider trading one of those defensemen?
Well, we'd consider doing anything that's going to improve our team. So we think it's a position of strength, and we're open to trying to improve our team. So nobody's untouchable.
And did you ask for a defenseman in this deal, or did the Rangers just said, because if you said you already have strength in numbers on defense, but you're getting a defenseman in the deal?
Well, we wanted a top prospect in the deal, and we think Tim Erickson fulfills that. We went through a lot of combinations with the Rangers and finally settled on this. I mean, our highest priority was to try and get some forwards that could help us right now, and we think we've done that with Artem and Brandon.
Thank you.
Scott, it's Bruce Garriott from the Ottawa Sun. I just wanted to ask you a couple things. Number one, how much did Rick's list tie your hands in this situation?
Well, we talked to a number of teams. We talked to a number of teams outside the list. We wanted to try and gauge what the market is. Ultimately, Rick was in control of this process in terms of deciding where he wanted to go. So it certainly limited the teams that we could talk to seriously.
You may have said this in your press conference earlier, Scott, but were there five or six teams on that list, or was it smaller than that?
Yeah, I'd prefer not to comment on the list. I think that's up to Rick to disclose.
But just one other thing. When you look at the return that you got today, how happy are with you because from where you started, what you were looking for, to what you ended up with?
Well, I'm very pleased with the process. The market played itself out. We weren't going to do this deal until we got what we believed was fair value for a player of Rick's caliber, and that came together today. So I'm pleased with the outcome. I'm pleased with the process. I'm glad we waited. It certainly gave us a chance to gauge what the market was.
Thank you.
Scott, it's Terry Mercury on NHL Home Ice on XM Satellite Radio. The reason I'm curious about the Brendan Dubinsky part of the trade, you acknowledged earlier that he didn't have the greatest season last year, and given that he's involved in a trade for such a high-profile guy as Rick Nash, you look at it maybe as a bit of a leap of faith in the belief that Dubinsky can round back out into top shape?
Well, I know he played an important role on a team that finished with the second best record in the league, went to the conference finals. I have no issues about Brendan Dubinsky bouncing back. I think he will. I think he had a bit of an off year offensively, but he was still, he impacted games every time he plays, and I expect him to do that here.
And I'm just wondering about Tim Erickson, too, because you talked about the fact that you are so deep on defense. Does this give this kid, who's still basically a blue-chip prospect, does it give him a little chance to develop maybe in the AHL, a little time he doesn't have to come in and be number one or at least a top-flight defenseman immediately?
Well, we'll see how it plays out in camp. I think between Ryan Murray, Tim Erickson, David Savard, John Moore, Dalton Prout, we've got a lot of options there, and we'll see how it plays out in camp. I like our defense, our NHL defense, and I like what's coming.
Okay.
Scott, Jim Matheson again. When you trade a high-profile player, the perception amongst fans is no matter how many players you get, the players you get aren't as good as the star player you give up. Is this always going to be the way it is? I mean, he's not the first star player that got traded, and it's very difficult to just say, I'm trading a star player for another star player on another team.
Yeah, well, that option wasn't there for us. There was never going to be that fit here. I think any trade, and you all know this, is going to be evaluated. It gets evaluated initially, but the real evaluation comes after a year or two or three, after you see what everybody's done in their current places. I have no doubt Rick's going to be a good player in New York. He's going to help their team, and I have no doubt that the players we got back are really going to help our team. So hopefully it works out for both teams.
Good. Thank you.
Scott, it's Dan Rosen again from NHL.com. Brendan Dubinsky and Artie Anisimov are both power play and PK guys. How important was it for you to get forwards who can play both? Was that something that you targeted, guys who are versatile in that way?
Yeah, it really was. We wanted two forwards that could help our team right away. They do that. I think just more important was the fact they can play center. We were worried about our center ice position ever since we traded Carter. We thought we were weak there. So we've got now two bigger, stronger, bulkier guys that can play the center ice position if we need them, to go with Brassard and Johansson and Letestu and McKenzie. So we feel better about the center ice position now.
Scott, Terry Mercury again. I understand the fact that you're looking at the big picture and the evaluation of the trade and who you got as a result, but really, given where you are and given the fact that you're battling for position in the Columbus market, which is growing sports-wise, don't these guys have to come in and try and help you guys start to win ASAP?
Yeah, it's about winning right now, for sure. That's what you want to do. And this is not a trade where we think we've said, oh, well, we're going to be better 5 years from now. We think we can be better next year, and we think these players can help us do that.
Okay.
Scott, E.J. Raddick, NHL Network.
Hi, E.J.
Thanks, Scott. Just was wondering, if you guys could not have made this deal, you don't make a deal and you go into later into the summer and into the early, you know, when there's training camp, could Rick, in your mind, come into camp and then in training camp, or was this something that just had to be done and done before that possibility arose?
Well, it's a hypothetical. It's hard. We haven't had any discussions with Rick about whether he was going to, what the situation was going to be. I know Rick as a person, and there would have been a little bit of the distraction and maybe a little bit of awkwardness, but we would have seen our way through this. So this was not a deal that we had to do no matter what. I was ready to work with Rick and help him get through this and help our team get through this. So I think it's better that we've done it now. We can all move forward, and our team can move forward. We can start assembling a new leadership group and perhaps naming a captain. So this was not a deal that had to get done before training camp.
Great. Thanks, Scott.
Scott, it's Dan Rosen again. The the players that you got in return, were they the players? I think you said in your press conference that you told Sather Friday what it was going to take. Was this what it was going to take, or was there more negotiating that went down before this final deal came to play?
There was a little bit of negotiating today, mostly on what we were going to add in terms of the third round pick and Stephen DeLille. So this was pretty much the deal that we talked about on Friday, and we just both needed the weekend to digest it, to think about it, to make sure it's right.
And a final one for you. With respect to Dubinsky and Anisimov, do you see Tim Erickson as the potential cornerstone of this trade for you guys?
No, I think he has a chance to be. I think all three players have a chance to be the cornerstone in this trade. Who knows, maybe the first round pick might be too. So we're just really happy with getting the players that we got, the draft pick that we got. They come from a successful program. They've both learned under a terrific coach in John Tortorella. We think they're going to bring a lot to our hockey team.
Scott, Jim Matheson again. What's it like trading with Glenn Sather, and that he's kind of a master of trading star players when he was with the Edmonton Oilers? He traded Messier, traded Kevin Lowe. He's traded a lot of high-end players.
Well, he's a great general manager, and we talked a little bit about that today, about trading these types of players, and it was good to hear his views on it. But really, this deal had its own course, and it, whether Glenn was there or not, we were going to try and pursue this, and I have a great respect for Glenn, and we really worked hard at this. We talked to the Rangers for a long time, right up from starting at the trade deadline to the draft, post-free agency and to today. So the Rangers were the team that showed the most interest in Rick consistently.
Great. Thank you.
Hey, Scott. It's Stephanie from Fox Sports Ohio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Stephanie?
I'm good. Thank you. Moving now forward, now that the Rick Nash trade is done, I'm curious if at this point you feel like you have all the pieces you need to go into training camp, or at this point, if you feel there are going to be some more moves made, maybe in another area, maybe if you feel you need more forwards or maybe goalie, where are you at right now as far as that goes?
Yeah, well, we're always open. I mean, if we go in with this group, I think we'll all be satisfied and anxious to get going and excited to get going. But we'll see what the rest of the summer, how it plays out and what it brings to us, and if there's a chance for us to do something that's going to help us, we're obviously going to do it.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions for Scott?
Yeah, Scott, one more. It's Dan Rosen again. I'm just curious, how much of an emphasis after this season or even during last season did you put on when you were going to reshape this team to become not just a more talented skill-wise team, but a bigger team to play against and a harder team, a more physical team, because the guys you acquired are obviously big and physical forwards?
Yeah, that was pretty large emphasis, Dan. I thought we needed to get more competitive, play harder, be more difficult to play against, and that was a big emphasis on what we were trying to do throughout since the season ended, really.
Hey, Scott, PJ Rad again, just one more quick one. If there was no trade involved here, was there another deal in this process that you might have made? You don't have to say whether you would have or not, but was there one that you might have made if you had the opportunity to move Rick some other place?
A difficult question, EJ. Never got to the point where there was a deal that we presented to Rick that for a team that he was outside his list. So no, but if there was no list, maybe something else would have, maybe more teams would have got serious. I can't answer that.